This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Happy Tuesday. Thanks to Nat Mack and Surami from Urban Dreaming and all of the gang in the studio. Triple Bypass broadcasts from Naam in the lands of the Kulin Nation. We acknowledge the past, present and emerging elders of the people of this land, especially the brother boys and sister girls of the Indigenous LGBTQI community. Hello. Happy Tuesday. I'm Jennifer and it's the last Tuesday of the month, which means that it's time for the representation hour. And the crowd went wild. It has been a long time between thinks for me, but I'm just about back on my feet and I am so pleased to be back in the studio and on air and in your ears. Thank you so much to the rest of the Triple Bypass team for covering for me while I was off, and thank you to all of you who sent love and good wishes for recovery. It is really, really good to feel supported. And do you know what else is good? Headcanon. Headcanon is good. It's not some awesome kink thing, although if you know of an awesome kink thing called headcanon, please email in and let me know. On air at joy.org.au, always up for a little bit more information, you know. But tonight we're talking headcanon. We are talking those characters that you know are bisexual because your mind, your heart and your loins all tell you that it is true. I want to know, what's your favourite headcanon? On air at joy.org.au or SMS 0427 joy 949. I've got a bunch that I've been carrying around on and off for the last however many years. We've had a couple of people let us know via social media what they're into, and I want to know what's rattling around in your brain. But in the meantime, let's listen to a bit of music, shall we? Here is Harry Styles, who has recently gone from being headcanon one of us to definitely one of us. See, dreams do come true. This is Sign of the Times. You're on Joy. It's 9:03. And I'm Jennifer.
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. We never learned, we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullet? The bullet. We never learned, we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from your bullet?
Oh, Harry, you darling boy. That was Sign of the Times from Harry Styles. You are on Joy. It's 8 minutes past nine. I'm Jennifer. This is the representation hour for Triple Bypass. And I would be remiss if I did not shout from the metaphorical rooftop. Obviously, I can't get to the rooftop. I've still got a broken leg. You know, things are a bit weird. That it is Radiothon time. Ta-da! And there is an enormous major prize for anyone who signs up, extends or renews their membership before the 30th of June. You go into the draw to win, stand by, a 7-day trip for two to Los Angeles in the United States of America. You'll get a business class flight for two to LA with concierge service and access to the business class lounge in LA included. You can fly from any capital city in Australia. You stay for 7 nights in sunny LA, courtesy of Virgin Australia. Simply head over to joy.org.au between the 1st of May and the 30th of June and sign up, renew or extend your membership to be in the draw. And if you do it right now, we get credit for it. Now, I'm not telling you how to live your life, but do it before 10 p.m. Cheers. Now, back to headcanon, because that is what tonight is all about. Because you know what? Sometimes you just have to say, well, bugger it. I'm sick of all of you's lot taking too long to write the characters that I need. I'm not waiting for representation anymore. I'm just going to create my own bisexual storytelling world. And so we have headcanons. We decide that these characters must be bisexual, because isn't bisexual just the kind of neutral state for all humans? I mean, if somebody doesn't come out and explicitly state repeatedly that they are straight or gay, then surely they must be bisexual. Everyone's bisexual unless they say otherwise, aren't they? Anyway, I would like to begin with the X-Files. Now, I know Mulder and Scully, Scully and Mulder, Skulder, if you will, Mulder. This is why they never had a couple name, you know. I realise that these two were the awakening for many bisexuals of my generation, generations before mine, generations to follow, probably generations until the end of time, let's be honest. But I put it to you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, that they are themselves bisexual. Now, while we're talking about X-Files and queer characters, there is an autostraddle piece, of course, from 2016, entitled 10 Female Characters in the X-Files I've Decided Are Lesbians or Bisexuals. Get online, read it. You could do that while you were going to renew or extend or take out your Joy membership before 10 p.m. Anyway, it's funny, it's great. It'll make you want to rewatch the X-Files. But let's start off by talking about Mulder. There's a whole lot of different fan theories about how to prove Mulder's bisexuality. I'm going to say I don't have to, because he's never explicitly said he's not bisexual. Therefore, he must be bisexual. But one theory that I particularly enjoy is the theory of the wedding ring. Now, there are a couple of episodes where Mulder suddenly is sporting a wedding ring. Why, you might ask? Perhaps he had a wife of the female persuasion. But you see, a legal wife, a heterosexual marriage in his past would destroy continuity in the story. So it's not possible, because of course the X-Files storytelling was completely flawless and infallible. The ring is never explained. At a time when bisexuality was barely a recognised word, let alone a word used on the television, my God, Ellen got cancelled for being gay. What would happen if suddenly people were bisexual, let alone men? It's definitely, it could not possibly be an excuse for David Duchovny to signal to the world and remind them that he was married to Taya Leone and Taya Leone is super hot. The only possible explanation for this is that at some time in his past, Mulder had a serious relationship with a man. Same-sex marriage was not legal. They exchanged rings as a sign of commitment. Therefore, Mulder was bi. I'll fight anyone who says otherwise. Look, it may not be the greatest explanation, but do you know what? Those two are just coding all over the place, aren't they? Scully with her sensible bob haircut and her relatively low heels. And we all know that television cops, if they're women, have to wear high heels. So, you know, she's got to be a little bit queer, right? And besides, Gillian Anderson is bisexual. And, of course, if ever a character is portrayed by a bisexual person, that character must also be bisexual. It's the rules, you know? I don't make them. I just share them with all of you. What do you think? Is the X-Files just a wash with bipan lovelies? Am I completely out of my mind? What's going on? Send me an SMS on 0427JOY949. Email onair@joy.org.au. Tell me how queer you think the X-Files was. You're on Joy. It's 14 minutes past nine. It is 17 minutes past nine. You are on Joy Triple Bypass, and this is the Representation Hour, which means I'm Jennifer, and it means it's the last Tuesday of the month. I have a couple of enormous thank yous to make. Shane from Wyala Nori in South Australia just renewed their membership and made a donation. That's good. Doing, you know, as I've instructed, lovely, lovely. And the delightful Ruby, who you all know and love, sends all the love to our beautiful Bipan listeners. And Ruby has also renewed. And I am just about to renew. And do you know what? You should renew too. Because you could win this trip to LA. You'll make us look really good. What more do you want? Stop being so demanding. God. So tonight, as always, we are talking bi plus characters in pop culture. And tonight, specifically, we're looking at headcanon. Because I want to know what's rattling around in that brain of yours. Tell me all of your favourites. Now, one that I won't spend a lot of time on, but I encourage any literary types or fans of the old bard, William Shakespeare, to just consider this one. Check it out. Again, I will fight you if you say I'm wrong. Banquo. Banquo from Macbeth. Definitely bisexual. Definitely. Bear with me. Okay, so Banquo is one of the greatest warriors in Scotland, right? Does not have a wife. I'm going to just suggest that if you were one of the greatest warriors in Scotland and you had beautiful lands, which Banquo does, you would probably have no end of opportunities for remarriage. We know Banquo has been married once because of Fleance, Banquo's son. We know that Banquo and Macbeth are very, very close and have spent very much time together on the battlefield, but more importantly, we know that Banquo and Duncan are very close. I am just suggesting that Banquo is an enormous bisexual swinging sex pest. And having played Banquo in a gender flip production of Macbeth, I think I'm uniquely positioned to make this statement. So there you go. Add Banquo to your list. It's headcanon, therefore it must be true. And we've got a couple of suggestions that have come through on email and the social media. Ruby has got top by headcanons. Luna Lovegood and Ginny, obviously. We will come to Harry Potter in a moment. James from Team Rocket in Pokemon. That I know nothing about, but do you know what? If Ruby says it's headcanon, then it must be true. And Lyra Balakwa from His Dark Materials by Philip Pullman. Now, this one I do know, and it is definitely true. Obviously, Lyra is just figuring it out. You know, adolescence is a tricky time. That's why it's not proclaimed. But again, I say, at no time does anyone proclaim Lyra to be monosexual. Therefore, the default position for all characters forevermore is bisexual. You know, it can't be helped. We've had a couple of messages through on Facebook as well. Jack Harkness of Torchwood, of course. We don't need headcanon then. We've got just all of the perfectness. And John Barrowman is one of the most beautiful people ever. Yeah, I agree, Justin. Also, in the comics, Luke Cage's sexuality is ambiguous. And, yeah, mate, we've all got a thing for Mike Coulter. Hoo-wee. Oh, and of course, you know, a big shout-out to all of the metalheads, Kirk Hammett from Metallica. Super bi. Mm-hmm. Nerdy, eccentric, loves horror comics. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Oh, and we've also been reminded by Justin via Facebook that Gillian Anderson plays David Bowie in American Gods. Well, no, Gillian Anderson dresses in a David Bowie presentation. Anyway, American Gods, Gillian Anderson, again, bisexual character. It's just the rules. If a bisexual person plays a character, that character is then bisexual. Again, you know, I can't help the way the world works, people. Bisexuality is just the neutral position for all characters forevermore. Anyway, I have a special song now, especially for the divine and delightful Niti. This is What I Need by Hayley Kiyoko and Kehlani, and I have it on good authority that everyone should make time in their lives to watch the clip for this song, probably not at work. It's 22 minutes past nine. You're on Joy.
All the back and forth getting complicated. Running me around got me frustrated. No, that's why I've been laying low. If you wanna make it work, baby, gotta say it. Need a little more than participation. Oh, I could go be on my own. So I would kiss you, I lay with you, you broke. No, I can't fix you, I won't, no. Won't diss you, but babe, yeah, might miss you. If you're cold and needed shelter, I'd hold you. But I'm switching, no, we're not together. But babe, I won't forget you. What I need, what I need, what I need is for you to be sure, no, no, no. For you to be sure, no, no, no. For you to be sure, no, no, no. That it shows, no, no, no. And who you do it for, no, no, no. Need you to be sure, no, no, no. Sure, no, no, no. For you to be sure, no, no, no. What I need, what I need, what I need is to tell me that it's it shows, no, no, no. And who you do it for, no, no, no. You do to be sure, no, no, no. Bigger and brighter than space. Ain't no running away, no. Real loving is sure. The way that I love, there's no taking my place. Staring at you right in your face, no. Don't look away no more. I would kiss you, I live with you. You're broke, no. I can't fix you, I won't, no. I want this you, but babe, yeah, I might miss you. If you cold and needed shelter, I'd hold you. No, we're not together, but babe, I won't forget ya. All I need, what I need, what I need is for you to be sure, na na na. For you to be sure, na na na. For you to be sure, na na na. What I need, what I need, what I need is to tell me that it shows, no, no, no. And who you do it for, no, no, no. For you to be sure, na na na.
Minutes past 9 on Joy. That was What I Need from Hayley Kiyoko featuring Kehlani, especially for Niti. And look, here's the thing. That song went for just over 3 minutes, and that was enough time for me to do all of my necessary radio show panel-y, business-y, writing notes, very important person type stuff, and renew my membership. So what would be a really good time to renew your membership to Joy? Probably right now. You can do it and keep listening to the radio. Promise. Promise. Hand on my heart. Tonight we are talking headcanon, because sometimes, you know, you just don't want to wait for somebody else to accept that there should be bisexual representation. And you know what? I'm just going to say from here on out, all characters are bisexual unless they specifically and repeatedly state otherwise. Bisexuality is now the neutral state in all narrative fiction. All. So any character that doesn't walk around with a straight pride flag is bisexual. Again, I don't make the rules. I'm just here to share them and to guide everyone through or something. Anyway, back to the headcanon. Another franchise that I believe to be just flooded with bisexuals is Resident Evil. Let's start with Alice. In the first movie, and I'm going to stick to the movies because, look, I know them better than the video games, and I'm the one with the microphone. So, Alice, in the first movie, she wears a slip dress and heavy boots. If that's not late 90s, early noughties bisexual styling, I don't know what is. Then later on in the franchise, she gets a lopsided haircut that may or may not be a grown outside shave or undercut. So we have millennial bisexual styling as well. I haven't been back and checked whether she cuffs her jeans, but I'm just going to say she is a multi-generational bisexual icon. She's got all the styling you could possibly need to live out your queer cinematic fantasies. I mean, Rain Ocampo, played by Michelle Rodriguez, is clearly bisexual. I would in the past have said she's at least gay, but you know what? She doesn't come out and state her sexuality, so obvs, bi as they come. She even comes back, spoilers, so block your ears if you haven't seen them all, for Retribution. Mm-hmm. We know only true love brings people back from the dead. Rain Ocampo and Alice totally bi for each other and everyone else. And we all know that any time a bisexual person plays a character whose sexuality is not specified, that character is automatically, irrevocably and canonically bisexual. Don't make the rules. Oh, and then Resident Evil Extinction. Claire Redfield shows up, played by Ali Larter, and whoo, boy. So, apparently, the only women to survive the zombie apocalypse are bisexual. It's a lesson in there for all of us. Get on board, I guess. Oh, and one more. Now, this is a video game one. Major Timothy Kane. That man is definitely hashtag one of us. And he carries a great big badge that says whore as well. What do you reckon? Is the zombie apocalypse really just, I don't know, some evil bisexual ploy to rid the world of monosexuals? Will we conquer the earth? Are the only people to survive the apocalypse going to be the bipans among us? Greg from Brunswick East has just renewed their membership, so obviously they think this is true. Tell me what you think. SMS 0427 joy 949. Email onair@joy.org.au. Get in touch with us via social media. Share your headcanon. I want to know what's going on. It's 26 minutes to 10. You are on Joy. I'm Jennifer. This is the representation hour for Triple Bypass, and we are talking headcanon. And I've just had Claire on Twitter say pretty much everyone in the Avengers, they're all bi, all of them, Earth's biased heroes. Claire, I am right there with you. Oh, yes. I mean, well, the facial hair, the costumes that look like they've been invented by a leather daddy, you know, I'm pretty sure if Hulk didn't rip off the bottom of his pants, he would definitely cuff them. We are going to be talking bisexuality in comic book adaptations in a couple of months. We did have it planned for tonight, but my guest, Rafif Ismail, lost their voice, which isn't great for radio. So we're going to reschedule that, and tonight we're sticking with headcanon. John has emailed in to say, I'd like to point out that Korra and Asami from The Legend of Korra are both bisexual characters. It's alluded to through the series and confirmed in the finale. Such a beautiful ending. One of my favourite animes. John, oh, yes. I have promised that I will do a whole show on animation at some stage, and Korra will be right up there. But for now, headcanon. Now, here's one that, you know, doesn't get quite such a showing on Tumblr, but that I consider to be life goals. The aunts in Practical Magic. The dramatic quasi-Victorian styling, the big hair, the bigger hats, that ability to take tragedy and turn it into a party in two shakes of a coconut. You know, these two aren't just a pair of wise and glamorous spinsters. I'm not entirely convinced they're even sisters, if you know what I mean. They've got no husbands, but they have a world-weary understanding of heteronormative man trouble. If that doesn't scream bisexuality, I don't know what does. And look, at the end of the day, I want Aunt Frances and Aunt Bridget to be bisexual. Nobody ever specifically outs them as straight or gay, so I'm claiming them. One of us. Two of us, even. That's that. It's in my headcanon, so it must be true. You are on Joy. This is Triple Bypass, and we are talking bisexual headcanon. SMS me on 0427JOY949. Email onair@joy.org.au. Get in touch with us via Facebook or Twitter. Tell us, what's your headcanon? What characters do you know in your heart, mind and loins are definitely one of us? I want to know all your darkest secrets. Well, just your headcanons, that'll do. For the minute, though, let's have a listen to Rin McArdle with Sirens.
Desperate times call for reckless minds. I'm intertwined so deep with you. Broken hearts reach for broken fights, unspoken crimes against my.
Joy with Jennifer for the representation hour for Triple Bypass. It's 17 minutes to 10, which means we are almost out of time for Headcanon and almost out of time for you to renew your Joy membership or extend or take out a new one in a way that gives us at Triple Bypass all the credit. So head on to joy.org.au, sort that out. It only takes a couple of minutes. You can keep listening to me while you do it, you lucky things. And as well, send me through your headcanon, SMS 0427JOY949, email onair@joy.org.au. Tell me, who do you know in your heart of hearts to be bisexual? Now, one character that I have had a whole lot of people contacting me about and who is all over Tumblr, and you know if it's on Tumblr, it's true, is Dean Winchester from Supernatural. My goodness. How can we, can anybody argue that this character is not bisexual? There is a piece on bisexual.org entitled Supernatural's Scariest Monster, Bi Erasure, which I'm not going to argue with that. It's from a couple of years ago, but it has this great statement. To be completely clear, I am not arguing that Dean Winchester counts as representation at this point. Queerbaiting absolutely does not count as representation for marginalised sexual orientations. What I am arguing, however, is that queer people do not need a character's sexuality to be canonised in order to identify with that character and recognise literary tropes that are generally used to align characters with queerness. Queer readings of texts are an integral part of queer theory. In other words, just because other people, writers, producers, network executives and other fans aren't acknowledging it, doesn't mean we don't know it's there. That's a much more elegant way of saying, I don't make the rules. It's just the way things are. All characters that we read as bi plus are heretofore bi plus. So endeth the lesson. You know. Anyway, back to Dean. Oh, first of all, does anyone know if Dean Winchester has ever cuffed his jeans? If you can tweet some photographic evidence of that, I'd really appreciate it, just to add it to my files. But, you know, I mean, there is so much evidence here. Where do we start? There's Castile in season four referring to their profound bond. There's head over to arguments against bydeansuck.tumblr.com and you can see a rebuttal of every argument against this headcanon that you could ever need. And look, the show has gotten a whole lot of flack for queerbaiting. Chad Kennedy, one of the execs at WB and a script supervisor for Supernatural, gave it the old, well, anything could happen, which is pretty crappy, to be honest. Headcanon is great, but don't play with our emotions, you heartless bastards. Anyone would think you were just scrambling for audience. But there's so much. I mean, Dean flirts incorrigibly with hot men as often as he does with hot women. He's got that beautiful butch, sexually fluid vibe going on. Vibe? Did I just say vibe on air? I apologise wholeheartedly. Look, the gospel according to Tumblr is full of people testifying to the truth of by Dean. And we know that if Tumblr says it, it is true. Therefore, I now pronounce Dean Winchester bisexual forevermore. It's 13 minutes to 10. You are on the Representation Hour for Triple Bypass on Joy. Let me know your headcanons. SMS me 0427JOY949. Email onair@joy.org.au. I'd love to hear from you. If you don't have any headcanon, just stick around. Renew your membership. Make the station love us. We love you.
Arizona, my eyes don't shed tears, but boy, they pour when I'm thinking about you. Oh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever. I just thought you were cool enough to kick it. Got a beach house I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute. That's why I kiss you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it though. I'm lying down thinking about you. Oh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you?
Or do you not? So far ahead. yes, of course. I remember, how could I forget? How you feel?
How you feel?
You know you were my first time. A new feel. It will never get old. Not in my soul, not in my spirit. Keep it alive. We'll go down this road till it turns from color to black and white. Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever.
We are all thinking about you, Frank Ocean. My word. Gracious. You are on Joy. It's 9 minutes to 10. I'm Jennifer, and this is the Representation Hour for Triple Bypass. Having a look at all of those bi-plus characters you love in pop culture. Some of the ones you hate. Tonight, it's the ones you made up yourself. We're talking headcanon. And, the only headcanon that I've had suggestions of that passes Dean Winchester is the Harry Potter series. And do you know what? I'm on board. The Harry Potter universe is crawling with bisexuals. Absolutely crawling. We already know that Lupin is confirmed bi plus. J.K. Rowling confirmed it. Lupin himself confirmed it. We all knew it anyway. It's like they're telling us stuff we already know. Lupin. Also, like, werewolves. Super bi. They go both ways. They're not wolves. They're not human. He's not gay. He's not straight. He's a different thing. A very different thing. But what about Harry Potter himself? I hadn't considered this one, which I now find astonishing, having done a quick deep dive into Harry Potter bisexual Tumblr. Apparently it's a huge thing. But you know what? I'm on board. It's taken me just a day to get my head, well, not even a moment, to get my head around thing. In high school, who are the two people that Harry gets nervous talking to? Cho Chang, who he then dates, and Cedric Diggory. And let's not forget that time Cedric told him to take a bath with an egg. Didn't tell him to go for a swim in the lake. Didn't tell him to put the egg in the sink, no. Told him to get his kit off and get into a nice warm bubble bath. Yeah. I'm not saying anything happened. I'm just saying the fire wasn't only in the goblet, if you know what I mean. Yeah, you do. My innuendo is really on form tonight, isn't it? But I encourage you to check out bisexualharrypotter.tumblr.com. It's got some beautiful fanfic reblogs. It's got a rant about Dumbledore, you know, going from walking around London in a flamboyantly cut suit of plum velvet to just being Jude Law in a grey suit. We're all disappointed about that one. And a whole lot of other beautiful stuff. It also has the suggestion that Luna Lovegood is obviously an asexual lesbian. And I'm buying it. I really am. Yeah. Fleur Delacour, obviously non-binary, super bi. Loving all of this. Taking it all on board. Thank you, Tumblr, once again. Ginny, of course, is as bisexual as can be. I, you know, they're there. We're surrounded by bisexual characters. It's just, you know, the way things are. It's the neutral state of being. We can't help it if they haven't come out and declared themselves to be monosexual one way or another. If they don't pick a team, then, you know, we just have to assume that they're on ours. So I guess welcome to the Wizarding World. It's great to have you. Hashtag one of us. Hashtag bivisibility. Love you all. Welcome to the party. You are indeed on Joy. It is 3 minutes to 10, which means you only have 3 minutes left to take out, renew or extend Joy membership during Triple Bypass so we get all the credit and you get an entry into the prize draw for the business class flights, go to LA, you know, I don't know. Throw eggs at Trump Tower, or I don't even know where Trump Tower is. Don't throw eggs. It's a terrible waste of perfectly good food. And you might be vegan. I'm not going to tell you to start doing things with eggs. Anyway, we're talking headcanon tonight. We've been looking at all of those characters that we know in our queer little hearts are full of bisexual goodness. We're almost at the end, but I have one more that I am absolutely certain of, and bi-characters.tumblr.com agrees with me, Victor Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. Now, apart from being the most beautifully detailed shade from Mary Shelley to a bunch of dude bros hanging out talking about how important they all are, she created a bisexual anti-hero for the ages. So Dr. Frankenstein has this very close relationship with, later marries Elizabeth, who's also kind of his stepsister, which, look, that's not what this show is about. But anyway, he, you know, refers to her vivacity and her sensibility and her intellect and all this other, you know, bullshit flowery language. But that's great. Victor falls in love with Elizabeth. So he is attracted to women. He's also very close to a man named Henry Clerval. And, yeah, sure, you know, they talk about him as Victor's closest friend, but it's very easy to see that this is a romantic relationship. Henry cares for Victor after he falls ill. He travels alone with him before his wedding. Victor clearly likes Henry more than Elizabeth. He's formed in the very poetry of nature. He's divinely wrought, beaming with beauty.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.